this Saturday, Lord willing, 10 o'clock, we'll have a cleaning day. Just want to kind of clean up from last weekend or, you know, when we had the problem. So anybody that can come, we'd like to get everybody over here and just clean up, go into that other building over there and clean up and just get everything squared away. So Lord willing, Saturday, 10 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 7. Romans, chapter 7. Romans, chapter 7. I would like to look at the last half of verse 24. Romans 7, verse 24. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Let's pray together. Our Father, we come tonight thanking you, blessing and praising you for who you are. Oh, how wonderful it is to lift our hearts unto you and thank you, bless you. Lord, bless the word to our understanding. Help us to worship for Christ's sake. Amen. I believe that this question that was just asked by the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Correction for instruction in righteousness, for reproof. We need to hear what God has to say, and every believer can enter in to that question right there. Now that's, let me tell you something. You know when Scripture says if we say we have no sin, because there's no life in us. This is what it's talking about right here. Everybody will say, oh, I'm a sinner. Yeah. A believer will say, I see in me, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. A believer lives right here. This is the life of a believer. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I'll tell you another place that a believer lives. It's in verse 1 of chapter 8. He lives right here too. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now there's the life of a believer right there. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And thank the Lord, there's no condemnation to them which be in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul was very aware, and I'm so thankful that the Spirit of God moved upon him to ask this question. Because this is where we are. This is where we are right now. This is where a believer is right now. Every believer continually acknowledges the struggle that he has within his own being. There's two men striving one against the other. Now listen to this. There's two men in a believer. Old man, new man. And each one of those men are convinced of their deliverance from the bondage of sin. Both of them are. Do you know anyone sitting under false religion that's not convinced that they're right? They're right. Ask them. They're convinced. I mean, I've said this before. I grew up in man-oriented, man-centered, man-works religion. Just works. And put all of my confidence in what I'd done. I was convinced. You couldn't convince me that I was not a believer. But a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's convinced too. But you know where his confidence is? What saith these scriptures? What does God's Word has to say? Both men are convinced. One of them is dead in trespasses and sin, sold unto sin. But he thinks he's spiritually free. Feels that he has the will and the ability to liberate himself from the clutches of man's bondage and iniquity. Thinks he can. He's confident. He's confident in himself. And the thing is so amazing and sad, but he anxiously awaits the day in which he's going to stand before God claiming, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, thy name, cast out devils, thy name, done many wonderful works? He's looking for heaven. He said, I'm on my way to glory. I'm a Christian. The other man, that man born from above, he sees in himself no goodness, no ability. He's the one that says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there's nothing there to do anything good. But this new man knows in whom he has believed, and that new man is persuaded that Christ is able to keep that which has been committed unto him against that day. He's absolutely convinced of that. I know whom I believe. And that same new man gives diligence to make his calling and election sure. Isn't that amazing? It's paradox. He's convinced. He's settled in Christ. And he gives diligence. A believer knows that he needs a deliverer. He needs, and apart from the deliverer, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no salvation. And a believer knows that. He knows that there's none that doeth good. No, not one. He knows that. He knows that he's standing right now, alive in Christ by the grace of God. That's what he says, I am what I am by God's grace. Only a regenerated sinner sees that struggle. An unbeliever does not struggle against the sin within. He doesn't. He doesn't see the battle. If there's no struggle, if there's not a continual war going on, something's wrong. There's a battle. There's a battle that rages. Every believer can truthfully say with John Newton, when I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child? Things I see in me, things I think, the things I say, is this the way a believer acts? And that believer will cry out continually, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. The Lord gave a parable about a certain man that fell among thieves. He was a man that the Scripture says that was going down. He went down from Jerusalem, city of peace. picture of that first state of innocence in the garden. And he was going down to Jericho. Jericho was a cursed city. That's where he was going. And he fell among thieves. And the scripture says that he was robbed, beaten, stripped. Robbed by Satan's deception. Stripped of all righteousness before God. Wounded from the sole of our feet to the crown of our head. And we're nothing but a mass of putrefying sores, spiritual disease. Is that you? Is that the way you see yourself? That's the way I am. That's the way I know. Scripture says that a priest and a Levite came by, probably representing all that trust in themselves and their works-oriented religion, that they're righteous. And the Scripture says they passed by. Neither could nor would help him. Neither the law nor the sacrifices under the law can heal the wounds of sin. It just, by the deeds of the law, no flesh is going to be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's the law. The law tells us what we are. The law doesn't justify us. We're sinners. They could not help. Secondly, they would not help. I want you to turn with me. Luke 10:31. Hold your place in Romans there. Luke 10:31. This is part of that story that the Lord was telling. Luke 10:31-32. It says, by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Not only they couldn't help, because by the deeds of the law, no man can be justified. But they wouldn't help. They would not help. Why? Because without a new heart, a man sees himself as above sinners. Now, I can prove that. Listen to this. We say, these are they which say, stand by thyself. Come not near to me, for I'm holier than thou. You're a sinner. False religion is proud. God hates a proud look. In that parable our Lord spoke to those that trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and they despised others. And the Lord told of that Pharisee that stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are. Wasn't like that publican. I wasn't like that certain man that was laying over there on the side of the road, beat up, stripped, and just went on the other way. Look at Matthew 9, verse 10 to 12. Matthew 9. It came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came, sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Is it not comfortable to sit in the midst of people that are sinners? Sinners. A sinner is one that needs a Savior. A man, a woman that sees himself not like everybody else. I'm holier than you are. Don't come near me. Why do you sit with those sinners? I tell you this. I heard Brother Scott say, you've heard him. He said, you find a sinner and you found a precious thing. The Spirit of God's made him so. Sinner. This world's religion sees itself above a sinner. And that's the ones that Christ Jesus came to save. This is a faithful saying. Worthy of all acceptations, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the Apostle Paul says, of whom I am chief. A sinner. You find a man that's a sinner, and you found one that's got some hope. A helpless sinner doesn't need the false security of this world's religion. He needs the deliverer. He needs the one who saves those who cannot save themselves. He needs the good Samaritan. That's what a real sinner needs. I need to be delivered. A man, woman in their ruined state, they needed the deliverer and didn't know it. And didn't want him. Didn't care. Now that the Lord calls a man out of spiritual darkness and he's made to know something of his needs, and by the grace of God, he's made to see Him who is the supply of all he needs. He looks to the Lord and thanks God that I am the gift from the Father to the deliverer. He who has everlastingly loved me. Paul said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I can tell you this, the Lord Jesus can. The deliverer himself. And concerning his sheep, he has delivered them. 2 Corinthians 1:10 says, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver. He's eternally purposed to deliver his people in Christ. Listen to Job 33:24. Deliver him from going down to the pit. I found a ransom. I love that passage of Scripture. It just, the Lord says, I found the ransom. How long? I've always found him. Deliver him. God's people's deliverance finds its very foundation in Christ's obedience and his substitutionary death at Calvary. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of Almighty God concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord instituted the Passover in Egypt. Kill the lamb, take the blood, put it on the doorpost, lintel. Get inside. And when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. I've heard it said before, and I'm so thankful. It's not when I see your faith. It's not when I see your faithfulness. It's not when I see your prayer life, your Bible study, your sincerity. There is not one thing that you can name to a believer that he's going to have any confidence in except the Lord Jesus Christ. He has shed blood. That's it. When I see the blood, the Lord declared the surety of our deliverance from the cross. Here's the surety of the deliverance. If Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, is that right? Yes. I came to do the will of Him that sent me. My meat is to do that will and to finish His work. This side of glory, I can tell you for a fact, will never plumb the depth of these three words. It is finished. You take the word it. Mark whatever it is. It's finished. Whatever it is. IT. You could never finish preaching on that, and then you wouldn't have finished it. Thanks be unto God. Our deliverance is according to God's grace. Now listen to this. I looked these words up. I know this is right. For by grace are you, the word saved, I looked it up. Guess what it is? Delivered. For by grace are you delivered, preserved, protected through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're being delivered right now. We've been delivered. God purposed it. Deliver them from going down the pit. I found a ransom. Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, delivered us. It's finished. We're being delivered right now. We've been delivered. We're being delivered. And we shall be delivered. Listen to this. We're being delivered. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish. The preaching of the cross. The preaching of sovereign grace. We say the preaching of the cross. I don't mean that Christ died on the cross. Everybody knows that. But why? Why? He died according to the Scriptures. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are, and you look up the literal, and this is what it says, but unto us which are being saved, which are being delivered, it's the power of God. And we shall be delivered. The Scripture says in Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation deliverance. Now is our deliverance nearer than when we believed. What is he saying? We're closer right now to being delivered than we ever have been before. We're closer than we were yesterday, closer than when we started this service. Scripture reveals that when time shall be no more, this is this, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, seized, claimed for one's self eagerly. Snatched away. We're going to be delivered. Caught up together with them in the air and the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now listen. Listen. This is really going to happen. It's really going to happen. And it's not going to be very long. Not very long. It's time. It's fleeting. We've talked about that just before the service. Think how quickly a day passes. Day. How quickly. It amazes me. It won't be long. I've been here 14 years. 14 years. That's a long time. Not really. It seems like no time ago. If I truly find myself in my soul panting after the Lord's deliverance, Lord, deliver me. I can't deliver myself. I know that. Lord, I don't have the ability. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the wisdom. I can't do anything. Lord, I am a helpless sinner. And I need you. I need you every hour. I need you every moment. I need you, the deliverer. If I find myself hungering and thirsting after His righteousness, crying unto Him, as the disciples who found themselves in the midst of that great storm, thinking that that ship was going down, they said, Lord, save us. Deliver. Save us. Deliver us. We perish. If I be found with a heart like that, I'm a blessed man. If any of us today behold that body of sin within and long to be delivered from it, I got some good news. That's a sign of spiritual life. That's a mark of a believer. Somebody that cries out, "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" A believer knows it's Him. Lord, bless the word to our hearts and forgive us for Christ's sake. Amen.